probably was established, they probably had a small settlement out on Bayou St. John, which is close by here on the lake. And there was, the bayou went in, and then there was an Indian portage from the end of Bayou St. John across to the river. And this, the first settlement was probably out by the lake here, and then they established it on the river, and then they always kept that go-between, that English, that Indian portage.
What is portage? I don't know that word.
Where the bayou ended, then they'd have to carry it overland till they got to to the river. Mm-hmm. They dug canals very early that went well into the city, right? Several canals, the old Girard Canal and the old Basin Canal that terminated up behind the French Quarter. Most traffic into the city was by water in the early years, and until well into the 19th century, most traffic into the city from outside was by water, because it was almost an island. In fact, when they speak of the Isle of Orleans, it's almost literally an island in many ways. Coastal steamers and so on that would come in by the Mississippi Sound over, they'd come in through Lake Bourne and through Lake Catherine into Lake Pontchartrain, and they would dock out here on the lakefront. And then they would come in, well, by several routes, either up Bayou St. John and into the Old Basin Canal, up to the back of the French Quarter, or when they established railroads. I don't know exactly when they established those, but probably about 1840 or thereabout. They had a railroad that ran from Milneyburg, which is approximately where we are right now on the lake, along Elysian Fields. And then when it got to the river and Elysian Fields, the railroad turned and came in by the foot of Canal Street in the river. And you can read many accounts of 19th century travelers coming from the eastern seaboard down through the Gulf and so on, stopping at Mobile and then coming along the coast until they get to the Mississippi Sound, and there they come in through the lakes, passage of lakes, into Lake Bourne, Lake Catherine, Lake Pontchartrain, and finally to the lakefront right here where they'd catch the train, and the train would take them from right out here along Elysian Fields in, and they'd end up at the foot of Canal Street in the river. That's how ever so many people came into the city. Now, they of course did have some coming through the mouth of the river and coming up the river from Europe and places like that, but most coastal steamers came in behind the city. That first settlement could only spread really in two directions, because of the geography of New Orleans. Most of the highland is along the river. It parallels the river, and it comes from the, I guess, what could be called a geologic levee, the levee built over eons as it would overflow, and then the silt would settle, and then it would subside, and the water would run back, or it would just sink in. And so the high ground of New Orleans, most of it, is along the river for a few blocks back from the river, 10 blocks, 15, depending on certain variations. And this went south and north. And so the population, when it started spreading from the Vieux Carré, it went uptown along the river, and it went downtown, down being downriver, up being upriver, along the river. And it was just the natural, that's where the best land was. The center of the city was, until this century, mainly a gigantic cypress swamp. It was only about 1905 or sometime in the early years of the century that a man named Baldwin Wood, an engineer, perfected certain pumps, giant pumps, that would drain the city. And these were installed. And